Hello, and welcome to Nushu Voices, online at nushuvoices.com. Like the ancient Nushu script, developed by illiterate Chinese women and hidden in their fans and clothing, Nushu Voices exist to honor women's voices and preserve their secret stories.
Homesteader, Columbus, Montana, April 15th, 1914. Dear Aunt and Uncle, we read your welcome letter Sunday night, and I will try and answer it now so I can send it the first chance I get. The mailman only goes once a week to Columbus, and that is on Friday, so unless someone goes to town during the week, you can't get a letter sent any sooner, and it is 8 miles to the mailbox. What do you think of that? That's why, if we get our letter Saturday, that's the day they come out. We can't answer and send one till the next Friday. I hope they'll get out closer. They had a petition for one, but they haven't got any road out this way. We are on 160 here. We bought a relinquishment of a fellow that couldn't get his naturalization papers. He had been here 6 years. We can stay 14 months and pay $21 an acre, or 3 years, and not have to pay the proving up fees. Tom started to plow Monday, but hasn't had very good luck. Part of the time the plow jumps out of the ground every little ways, and he gets disgusted and says if someone came along with a little money, he would sell out and leave. But when it runs all right, he likes it a little. I think the plow would run all right if he got it sharpened. He's going to Reed Point tomorrow if it don't rain and get it fixed up. I like the country all right in some places, but most places I hate it. We live in a log house about 20 by 16 on the inside. Kitchen, parlor, and bedroom all together. Ha ha. It is filled up all around the wall, but there's enough room in the center to get around good. We have our sofa standing up on one end in a corner, and 4 of our chairs outdoors in a little shed. The barn is about 20 steps straight west of the house, and the hog house 20 steps straight west of the barn. They are both of logs. The barn holds 4 horses and a small hog house. We have to go about as far west as your house or gate to Warner's house after water north of the house. It is a spring. We haven't got it dug deep enough yet. Bessler talked about how nice it was to get water without pumping it, but I'd rather pump it than have it where everything can get in it. But we will dig a well if we stay here long enough. We sold our chickens when we intended to go back, and we've got 2 dozen again. We just got the 1 dozen last night. We got 12 eggs today. I haven't any hens setting. We have some bachelor neighbors a little ways from here. They have geese and ducks. I would like to raise one of them, but Tom don't like geese. He says they destroy too much grain. Tom's uncle has a lot of turkeys. I'm going to try to get some of them eggs and raise some turkeys. Ellen is sitting on my lap now, bothering me so I can hardly write. She wants to write, and the head is broke off her pencil. Whenever I sit down to write, she is there. Editor's note. Per this submission, this child, Ellen, later died at the tender age of 8. It rained for a minute this afternoon, but not hard. It rained hard the other evening, about 5, or a little after. It is after 5 now, but Tom didn't go out till 3:30, so I don't think he will be in early. Elbert lost one of the sows he got of you. She died right after she had pigs. The pigs were black and red spotted, and he thought they were to be all red, he said. They didn't live. Sigh. His other sow had pigs a long time ago, and they all died. Tom wants me to send you a couple of porcupine quills for toothpicks. Sadie killed it out in their yard. I guess there are lots out here. It looks awful black in the northwest now, like it is going to rain again. Our neighbor has a bunch of 200 sheep and a lot of little lambs. I don't know how many, and one of the men herd a bunch of 2,000, and he had 5,000 last fall. They don't belong to him, though. They belong to some men in Illinois, but they certainly eat the dry grass off close to the ground. No, you never said anything about Delilah's baby in your letter, but I read about it in the papers. That was certainly too bad. Did they know what was the matter with it? Gee, but the wind and rain is coming in now. I bet it'll be a big one until this blows over. My, but the wind can blow in this country. I guess it never stops, and fall and winter is just fierce with hard wind. They say that's the only time it blows, but I believe it blows all the time. I had just got a big washing on the line yesterday, and the wind was blowing hard, and out came the post, and the clothes all went on the ground, but they had nearly dried as fast as I hung them up, so only the underclothes got any dirt on them. That is certainly too bad about Hilda. Tell everyone I know from me. Say, I wasn't the first to read your letter. Someone had opened it, and also John's, and sealed them back up with melted sugar. What do you think of that? They were at Susan's before we got them, so I know she was married. I think I would leave that old man if I was her, or is that what she is going to do? This country is like an open prairie. You can look as far as you can see around and not see a tree. Only in the southeast over on the hills. Or you can see lots of pine fir and cedar timber all along the way to Reed Point. And there is timber 6 miles from here or close, but you can see it. I was to the timber once. It certainly is nice there. Well, I am writing a newsletter, I guess, but I can't stop. I wrote a letter to Ivy today, and one to Agnes yesterday, and have one to write to John next. Well, I must quit for this time and fix supper. We haven't got any meat yet, and don't have enough milk to make butter, so it's hard to cook, but we are going to try to get some meat someplace. Tom's uncle butchered 4 hogs. I believe he ought to divide up, don't you? Ha ha. Well, I ain't quit yet, but we'll have to right away. You wrote a good newsy letter, Aunt Mary, the kind I like to read from up here, as it don't seem like we were so far away when I hear of everyone. Hoping to hear from you soon again, we are, as ever, your niece and nephew, and niece, I guess, from Minnie.